I'm Dan Persons, movie reviewer for Hour of the Wolf. I won't tease this out any. The new animated film Inside Out marks Pixar's welcome return to form. It's funny, it's moving, it's endlessly visually inventive, and it leaves you with things to think about and possibly to grow on. And I'm not too old to still be growing, I admit that. After a string of ill-advised sequels and an attempt to put their own unique spin on the Disney princess film, leave the princesses to the folk who built the castle, guys, you're better than Frozen, Pixar returns to their core principles, which have a lot of basis in human neuroses, actually, but it works for them, so why fight it? And what's interesting is how closely director Pete Docter and co-director Ronaldo Del Carmen flirt with disaster. For those who have been living under a rock for the past 3 months, Inside Out goes inside the cranium of an 11-year-old girl, Riley, voiced by Caitlin Diaz, during a particularly traumatic period of her life as her family relocates from Minnesota to San Francisco. Turns out each of us has a control room inside our heads, commandeered by the emotions joy, anger, disgust, fear, and sadness, here voiced for Riley by Amy Poehler, Lewis Black, Mindy Kaling, Bill Hader, and Phyllis Smith, respectively. The actual focus of the film is the tension between joy and sadness. Joy considers herself the prime guardian of Riley's well-being, but sadness feels an inexplicable compulsion to become more closely involved in the girl's life. That urge represented in the film by her being drawn to the glowing bubbles that contain Riley's memories. A struggle between joy and sadness to possess these bubbles results in the two being accidentally sucked up by a vacuum tube and dispatched into the cavernous archives of Riley's long-term memory, forced to find a way back to the control room while leaving anger, disgust, and fear to cope with the emotional challenges of a child on the cusp of adolescence. Any of us who can remember that time in our lives will recognize the outcome. It's not good. There is a lot about this setup that I'm leaving out here, and that's what's interesting. Docter and Del Carmen have endeavored to recreate the entirety of the human psyche on the verge of maturity in tangible, entertaining form, and it leads to a riot of metaphors, memories contained in glowing globes, special core memories protected by a sleek podium, key personality traits presented as floating theme park-like islands, the subconscious presented as an ominous forest contained within barred doors, and on and on. There's so much here that the directors wish to present with metaphorical accuracy while also meeting their mandate for a fun film that borders on self-parody, and it says a lot for the director's skills that the film is as coherent as it is, and that, more shockingly, everything comes together in a potent and moving finale. Docter essentially had the same problem with his previous film, Up, which also ranged a bit hysterically over too wide a conceptual range, but managed an emotional payoff that made the chaos worthwhile. Inside Out is a bit of a mess, but it deploys that mess to get to a dramatic destination that, for a present-day family film, is astonishingly honest and well-earned. Plus, Lewis Black plays anger. Lewis Black had to play anger, and every second with the character is golden. Above and beyond that, Inside Out shows that the soul of Pixar is still alive and still vital. There are more sequels coming from the studio and another film, The Good Dinosaur, that's being released later this year that's still an unknown quantity. But for now, in the little control room in my head, joy is in command, and that's perfectly fine. I'm Dan Persons. Remember, we are archiving these reviews over at my Mighty Movie Podcast website, so check out what you missed by going to mightymoviepodcast.com.